At Cross Currents, we like to really get to know where we live. And today, we'll meet some neighbors we all share.
Dogs.
Dogs!
That's KALW's Chris Hoff and Martina Castro. They'll be our tour guides today as we get to know a rougher side of San Francisco. Take it away, Chris and Martina.
The first thing that stands out about dogs, or at least in San Francisco, is their sheer number.
About 120,000 of them live among us. That's one dog for every 7 San Francisco residents.
And yes, that is more dogs than children, and it's up about 20% from just 8 years ago.
It's also not just a San Francisco thing. 2010 census data shows that there are now more households with dogs than children across the country.
And the effects of this are rippling through our society. There's now a booming economy around dogs.
Dogs now have access to a lot of the same things people do.
There's psychologists for your dog.
Doggy ambulances. Special courtrooms for criminal dogs.
Dog blood banks.
Wait, seriously?
Oh, yeah.
That's just weird.
By the way, I had a dog growing up, so I totally don't mind dogs.
And I totally am obsessed with them.
But whether or not the rest of you love dogs, they're a big part of life in San Francisco.
So what does this say about where we live? And about us? That's what we're exploring today.
And remember, anything's possible.
We're gonna try to keep the dog puns to a minimum. So to start off, we're going to take you to one place in San Francisco where dog ownership, industry, and controversy all intersect.
And it happens on one weekend once a year.
Oh my God, it's so cute! Oh my God, I'm having a heart attack!
The Golden Gate Kennel Club Dog Show.
Okay, come on, we'll go this way. This is the quieter side. My name is Dorothy Bobbitt, known as Jean.
Chris and I went to the dog show at the Cow Palace in San Francisco earlier this year. Jean Bobbitt was one of the first people we met there.
Bobbitt is a dog show legend, so we asked her to explain how it works.
These dogs are judged by the breed from the puppies 6 months of age and older through the older dogs, and the dogs are separate from the bitches.
Is that a technical term?
Bitches are what female dogs are called. It's not a dirty word anymore. It's bitches. That's what we call. My mother had a fit when she heard me say that the first time. She wanted to wash my mouth out with soap. But now we accept it.
Bitches aside, as we talked with Bobbitt, it became clear. The dog show's main business is breeding.
The competition is about seeing which dog best represents its breed, down to the size of its tail, head, and testicles. Seriously.
And besides the competition, there's also what's called a benched show, which means
the person sits with their dog there on the bench, and the dog has to be visible because we have a paying public that comes in, and this paying public is invited to talk to the people who have their dogs on the bench.
These are the benches. We've got Davisher Great Danes, Sherricks Bloodhounds, Boxers, Portuguese Water Dogs.
Over 2,000 dogs representing 100 breeds were at the show that weekend. And if you wanted to pet one or get to know more about a particular breed, this was just the place to do it.
And if you fell in love, you could go home with one.
Well, for a price.
We're somewhere between $800 and $1,200 a puppy. And your Portuguese Water Dogs, I think, are going for about $2,500.
And for a Wolfhound, ours are generally $2,000 for a puppy.
I breed Water Dogs now. And they can range in price from $1,800 to $3,500.
Obviously, not everybody can afford to pay thousands of dollars to buy a dog. Not even in a city like San Francisco.
But there are alternatives to buying from a breeder. In the Bay Area, there are dozens of shelters where you can get a dog, including the city's Animal Control Center.
We asked reporter Alyssa Kapnick to see what it takes to manage the fancies of a dog-loving city.
The pound, the shelter, animal control, whatever you call it, pop culture America has decided it's a horrible place.
Think they belong to anyone? If they did, would they be here? Better here than the pound.
And when I heard they'd taken you to the pound...
Oh, don't even mention that horrible place. I was so embarrassed and
and frightened.
Oh, no.
But just walk inside the San Francisco SPCA and you'll see a completely different kind of shelter. The building has lofted ceilings and tall windows.
We have what we like to call condos instead of the typical cages that you'll find in a lot of shelters.
Krista Maloney is the SPCA's media associate. If you're adopting a dog in the city, chances are you'll end up here.
Kind of think of it as a walk-in closet with a panel of glass on the front.
The condos vary in size, but they're mostly about 10 by 15 feet. Each dog has its own little cot, blankets, toys, and a roommate. The shelter puts them together for company when possible.
As you can see, it's really, really nice in the evening time. The sunlight comes directly in, and he looks pretty happy there.
Yeah, he does. SPCA stands for Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. Its mission is to take the dogs that need the most help. The dogs who've not only been abandoned, but who are also sick or anxious. Dogs like Basil.
Oh, hi, Basil.
Hello, dear.
Basil is a miniature pincher, a small black dog with brown eyebrows. Donna Brown lives in the Western Addition neighborhood of San Francisco, and she's looking to adopt Basil.
I'm no longer working right now, so sometimes I get lonely. So I think it would have been a good, you know, to have a good companion.
Animals are the best medicine. So. Which collar would you like?
Brown seems to really like Basil. But before she can take him home, she's got to listen to the adoption agent, Ashley James, explain just about every detail of dog ownership. From dealing with fleas to poop routines to health insurance plans. The SPCA makes it a priority to place dogs with the right owners. They'd rather take a dog back than consign it to the wrong home. So before they go, Ashley James tells Brown that if she ends up changing her mind about Basil, she can always return him. No questions asked.
Did you say bye, everybody? Huh?
And with that, the two leave together to start their new life. Dogs that end up at the SPCA have a good shot at finding new homes. The agency adopts out about 2,000 dogs each year. Most are in the shelter for just a few weeks. That success rate is partly because, in the last few years, the SPCA has received, on average, $23 million in donations, grants, and fees for services. They have a lot of resources to devote to their dogs. To be part of that success, though, the dogs have to get into the SPCA, and that part's more complicated. See, unless you got it from them in the first place, you actually can't bring your unwanted dog to the SPCA. Instead, you have to go across the street to Animal Care and Control, ACC.
So we start with the tour here on the second floor.
When I arrive, ACC spokesperson Deb Campbell leads me down a dimly lit hallway. If the SPCA is the Hotel Ritz, ACC is a Motel 6. Slightly run down, fluorescent lights.
Well, we're an older building. We were built back, I think, in the 30s. This used to be a supply building. So everything's a little antiquated, and it's not quite set up as a shelter should be, but we do the best with what we've got.
It's not surprising to find such stark differences between ACC and the SPCA. Remember that $23 million a year the SPCA gets in grants and private donations? ACC's a government agency and runs on just a fraction of that, just over $4 million a year.
With staff salaries and benefits and things like that, it doesn't leave a lot for animal care.
Over the past few years, that $4 million has had to go further as more and more animals come to ACC's doors.
We have fish, we have rabbits, we have chicken, we have guinea pigs, we have hamsters, dogs, cats, goats.
This is Kristen Hall, who's worked with ACC for the past few years.
We have an obligation to take any animal that comes through the door, no matter what kind of animal it is and no matter what condition it's in.
They even take wounded pigeons and lost ducklings. Overall, ACC takes in 10,000 animals a year of all kinds. And Hall says they don't put animals down unless they're violent or untreatably ill. They end up putting down about 16% of dogs that come through the shelter. And the ACC says they work hard to keep that number low. They do everything they can for the animals that end up staying.
We don't have a time frame. The animals, as long as they're adoptable, can stay here forever. Our longest term resident is Harry the Rabbit. He's been here since July of 2011.
ACC works with a network of other shelters around the Bay Area to try to get animals into better situations. The SPCA gets a lot of its dogs here. They cross the street regularly to take the most difficult to place animals, rehabilitate them, and adopt them out. There are also more specialized shelters.
Mottville for senior dogs, Rocket Dog Rescue, Cats Give Me Shelter, 10th Life, Feral Fix, the Sonoma Reptile Rescue, Peninsula Humane Society, PHS. There's a lot of other rescue groups.
But in the meantime, those pets wait here, and they don't live in condos. The dogs, for example, usually get only one or two walks a day. They spend the other 23 hours in their cages. It's all the agency's able to do, which isn't to say the staff doesn't care about the animals. Hall takes me to meet one of her current favorite dogs, a dachshund mix with silky black fur named Baptiste.
Oh, it's a good boy. Oh, it's a good boy.
Yeah. Oh, hi, handsome. Hi, handsome.
He looks like he's smiling from ear to ear, and his whole body wiggles when he wags his tail.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for the loving.
Baptiste has already been here for a few weeks, but Hall seems hopeful he'll find a family. Just like at the SPCA, the idea that these dogs go to the right home is almost a superstition among ACC staff.
Oh, yeah, this one day there was a dog that was supposed to go on a field trip event, and he was just a really nice, easygoing dog, and the day of the event, they were getting him ready, putting his harness on and everything to take him on the event, and he got really agitated in a way that he didn't normally behave, and so they decided not to take him on the event, and right after that, a family came in that had come specifically for him. I'm going to start crying. He wouldn't have been here. So it's like he knew. He's like, no, my people are coming.
San Francisco's shelter system is not nearly as grim as people imagine. For many of these animals, going to the pound isn't a punishment or a death sentence. It's a chance to find a home. For Cross Currents, I'm Alyssa Kapnick.